Green's record in Ireland. The record of the Green Party in the Republic of Ireland can give us an insight into the potential role we could see their sister organisation in Britain play in the future. In government, the Irish Greens consistently put the interests of the market ahead of those of working class people and the environment. Following the Irish elections in 2007, the six elected Green TDs MPs joined a coalition government with Fianna Fáil and the ultra-free market Progressive Democrats. Like the Greens in Britain, much of the Irish Party's support had come from those wishing to protest against big business politics and the destruction of the environment. Before entering government, the Irish Greens had prominently supported a campaign fighting against the proposed construction of a natural gas pipeline through Kilcommon, as well as the construction of a refinery at Ballinaboy. On joining the coalition, the Green TD Eamon Ryan was appointed as Minister for Communications, Energy and Natural Resources. He went on to oversee the construction of this pipeline and refinery in government. In 2008, the financial crash plunged the Irish economy into recession, with the government bailing out Irish financial firms. In April 2009, an emergency budget, supported by the Greens, began a brutal program of austerity, with the cost of the bank bailouts billed to the Irish working class. In November 2010, Ireland accepted a bailout from the Troika International Monetary Fund, the European Union and the European Central Bank, and agreed to a huge $15 billion austerity package in return. However, in December 2010, the Irish government announced a further $6 billion in cuts. This was described as the most draconian budget in the history of the state. It was not until January, with scandal erupting around the cosy links between the Taoiseach Prime Minister and the chairman of the bailed-out Anglo-Irish Bank, that the Greens finally decided to leave the government, triggering an election. In the elections, that took place in March of that year, voters punished the Greens for their betrayals. The party experienced a wipeout, and lost all six of its TDs. The fortunes of the Irish Greens can be contrasted with those of principled anti-austerity campaigners such as the Irish Socialist Party, the sister party of the Socialist Party in England and Wales, currently celebrating a string of electoral successes. On the back of mighty campaign against water charges, Socialist Party member and anti-austerity alliance candidate Paul Murphy recently won a sensational by-election victory in Dublin Southwest, to become one of three Socialist Party TDs. The Greens candidate in this by-election scored 1.9%. Electoral success was a serious test for the Greens. In practice, the party showed that it is prepared to do what's necessary to protect capitalism despite the costs to people and planet. No wonder then that this party has been discarded by working class and young people, who are instead looking towards a genuine alternative.